crime report here today. Now, later, there is a woman who has been banned from Walmarts. Yet again, how many times? That has happened quite a few times now. That people,
we've heard it for many, many years.
Yeah, they get banned from Walmart for shoplifting from Walmart, but then they go back into Walmart anyway. You know, it's like, how can they? Now, I would think AI would make that easier.
It would be easier.
Because they'd see your face, and it seems like a red light would come on saying, you're banned. And they could, you know, a light would go on you or something, and they say, you're not supposed to be in here. I bet you that comes to pass.
I bet it, that technology is improving by leaps and bounds.
I would say definitely. A judge now has sentenced some Walmart shoplifters to set up shop in the Walmart parking lot and wash cars. That's their community service, which is the first time that's ever been done.
It's kind of shameful. I kind of like that.
I do, too. This was in Michigan where this happened. Judge says, I don't believe everyone that steals is a bad person, but you need consequences, and I think you'll remember this. Here he is handing down the sentence.
I came up with a wash for Walmart, so everybody who's here in the courtroom today is going to be doing community service, washing cars. So the people that actually go to Walmart and pay for their goods, they are going to get a free car wash from the people that think it's a good idea to go there and steal.
Okay, so anyone that goes there gets a
free car. How old are these perps?
Various ages. There are 75 to 100 that were in his courtroom that day. So there'll be huge Walmart car washing parties.
I mean, as a guy who kind of takes pride in his vehicle's appearance, I'm not sure I'd trust an angry car washer at a Walmart.
Yeah, he's going to be angry.
You think they're going to get the armor all right on the tires? No.
Is your water going to be?
They're going to run a cold hose over it.
Yeah, might not be. They're doing this.
You got to send the judge has to send someone out there to make sure they're really giving it their all.
Mm-hmm. 3 weekends in April, when the weather warms up, they're going to do it, and they're going to have it at various Walmarts throughout the city.
The shoplifter wash.
Yeah, teams of like 5 and 10, and you just go through, and they're promoted as well. I'd never heard of that before. I mean, that's a weird.
You got to send someone out there to make sure they're doing a good job.
I agree with Biggie.
Washing a car, when I was young, when I was about 13, I worked hand washing cars.
You?
Yeah. One weekend. One time.
What did you do wrong to make this?
I just didn't.
Did your daddy know the guy who runs it?
Yeah, it was my brother-in-law. You remember my old brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, the first one.
The first one. My first brother-in-law, they ran a car wash. And it's hard work.
I mean, that it is hard work.
Because we were in summer, and we were washing car, and I didn't have, my upper body strength at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the best. And so I couldn't get like the dirt off the tire. The tires were tough, and I was
wheels are tough. Tires are tough.
Yeah, it was difficult.
And this is the early 80s. This is tougher.
Yeah, it's about 84.
These are big metal cars you're cleaning too. Yeah. That's rough work.
Yeah, and boy, my brother-in-law went off to get hot dogs one day, and a guy came in with a big like Cadillac and stood behind me and watched me do it. And I was like,
I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I'm new. I'm 13.
I'm just 13.
That's against the law. What?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, your brother-in-law's over there. I have 2 slaw dogs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then cleaning the pit.
A cheer wine.
Yeah, not easy.
I don't know that they still do this. It might have become a relic of the 20th century, but when my good buddy West Coast Bob, he got a Trans Am.
Mm-hmm.
His dad bought a black Trans Am, like Smokey and the Bandit black Trans Am when we were juniors in high school.
Yeah.
And back then, it was not uncommon for the high school cheerleaders to do car washes in the summer months leading up to football season so they could get new uniforms,
we did that a lot. Yes.
And man, when you roll up there in a Trans Am, you think, oh man, it's going to be like a Motley Crue video. It isn't.
No.
But it's still pretty cool to roll through there while they wash your car. These are the girls that you would see in the hallways.
Oh, yeah.
In their shorts and bikini tops.
Oh,
there's nothing like it.
Believe you me, I took part in a few of those.
No, you did.
I did take part in a few of those, yeah.
I had I'll never forget this. They had one of those set up somewhere. It was like, I don't even remember what it was, cheer team something or another, car wash. And that evening after the car wash, I was at a friend's house. And a couple of us were there, including one of the girls who had worked the cheer wash.
Yeah, yeah.
And my friend's dad came in, and she said, "Hey, Mr. So-and-so, thanks for swinging by the car wash today and getting the car washed."
Uh-oh.
And his eyes shot open. And you hear his wife going, "What car wash?"
Oh, my God. Oh my God. That's my worst nightmare.
And he was like, oh yes, love supporting local causes.
Oh yeah.
And,
you know, yeah, I just made a donation, of course. Oh
and
my God.
Meanwhile, the whole time his wife is going, what car wash? I know there's a car wash. And then all of us, we're like, you know, 16, 17 year olds just sitting there quiet.
Yeah, right, right, of course.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God. And she she didn't think anything of it. She was just saying thanks.
Of course.
Thanks for supporting that. And he's like,
she didn't realize.
And seriously, the whole time from the kitchen, what car wash?
Oh. I bet.
Do you think they still have for years here, and I don't even know if this still exists, but there was a topless car wash.
Does that still go?
I don't know. I've not heard it advertised, but you know, advertising.
It's changed ownership a few times.
Yeah.
Still around.
At one point in my radio career, I shot a promo video in there.
Oh yes. Well, I remember when it opened, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. Yeah. And I think the station maybe sent me over there once. And I went through there, and you just see these poor girls. Because it's Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
They're smoking. They're just looking. They couldn't look at phones back then. This is brief cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
They're just smoking, waiting. And then you pull up, and they stand up, sigh, take off their bikini tops, and start washing your car. You know, they didn't go bottomless. It was a topless car wash.
Yes, what a, all right, let me take off.
All right, and you're not allowed to. I don't think you were allowed to be in the car.
No, you had to get out.
You had to get out of the car, so you couldn't even see the classic bosoms on the windshield shot.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought you were allowed.
They get you out and then try to sell you know, a $10 beer.
Oh, I would think you'd want that sudsy bosom.
Yeah, the squishy.
Well, that's what you think you're getting, but they're like, nah, get out of the car.
Yeah.
And then it's just a couple girls who really don't do the best work, Frank.
They don't.
Are there still topless baristas where they do
baristas?
A thing for a while. The drive-through topless coffee shops.
Yeah.
Is it not topless? I mean, you go through, get your coffee, and they'd be either. I guess
they had bikini baristas. I don't know about topless.
Maybe there still are some bikini baristas out there. Again, ladies, however you want to make your money, that's
an effective way to separate dumb men from their money.
Yes, that's right. So which am I? You know, I'm so cheap, and I never wash my car. But that bosom shot on the windshield.
Yeah, you're never going to get that though.
No, I wouldn't have you right. White Bread is talking about a topless car wash. White Bread, go ahead.
When I was in high school, one of my best friends for his 18th birthday said that he wanted to go to a topless car wash on our lunch break. We had open lunch in high school here in Greensboro, and so he. We jumped in the car and we headed to the topless car wash. And we pull up there at lunchtime on a Tuesday, and it was not a pleasurable experience. And you know, single moms with C-section scars, smoking cigarettes back there. We rolled up, and but he got what he wanted.
Yeah, and they couldn't even sell him a beer. I mean, it's just sad.
Oh man. You picture it so differently in your mind.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
You picture a David Lee Roth video.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not that.